So let me, since there's a debate, let me introduce some debating points. So I agree with a lot of what's been said. There's also things which have not been said. And so if we just look at the UK at the moment, and we look at the wholesale price of electricity, this is called the strike price, then this is what the suppliers are paying in 2015. So if they're getting electricity from gas, it's £39 per megawatt hour. If it's the new nuclear contract with the EDF Energy, it will be £92.50 per megawatt hour, right? Just hugely more. Onshore wind has been said in the news recently, it's the cheapest form of renewable, that's correct, but that's £95 per megawatt hour. This is over twice the cost of electricity from gas at the moment. Large-scale solar at the moment is £120 per megawatt hour. Now, you may ask why that is. Why is it, if the cost of solar panels become so cheap, why is large-scale solar in the UK so expensive? And the main reason is that if you're going to have large-scale solar, where you have fields and fields of solar panels, the main cost of that is actually not the solar panels, it's the land cost. And so we have these problems in countries like the UK, and I think we have to face these problems. And in fact, they've been glossed over, I think, with some of the previous speakers. Now, it's quite clear to me that if you're in Arizona or India or China, solar is wonderful, and solar is the way to go. And that, I think that is quite clear. And if you can reduce the cost of solar, that's wonderful, because the cost of land in these places is also cheap. But in England, I think that needs to be thought through, and it needs to be thought through because the politicians will think this through. Offshore wind in the UK is £155 per megawatt hour. That compares with £39 per megawatt hour for gas. So these are huge cost differences. And if we're going to make these technologies competitive in countries like the UK, then the challenge is immense, and the challenge may not be achievable, because if you have solar panels, which cost you nothing at all, because of the cost of land, it seems to me it's likely the cost of solar in England will be... It's low energy density. You need to cover many fields to get a gigawatt solar power plant. Look at the cost of electricity from solar may be more expensive than from gas, even if solar panels are free. The other thing I'd like to say, and really emphasise this, is the importance of storage, and that's been said a lot. So, for example, in the UK and many, many European countries, the peak power demand, as has been said, is on a winter's evening. And in the winter, atmospheric pressure is often high, which means that wind speed is low, and so wind contributes very little to peak demand. By definition, in winter's evening, it's dark, and so solar contributes absolutely nothing to peak power demand. And so unless we have solar, then you cannot depend upon wind or unless you have storage, you can't depend upon wind or solar for actually satisfying peak demand. And that's the key point that politicians will wish to do. They cannot afford the lights going out on a winter's evening. And so if you can't afford the lights going out, you have to ensure that the electricity is supplied, and that has to be conventional power at the moment because we don't have storage. However much wind and solar you have, you'd have to supply that for a cold winter's evening on conventional power. So I think, again, these points haven't been addressed sufficiently for countries like the UK. And then just one final point to be quick. I think it's absolutely clear to me we need more research. That has to be a top priority. So I agree very much with that. I really would like to see energy efficiency included in these key things we try to do. That is a quick win situation. It is likely that energy savings from LEDs for lighting will be 15% of electricity and 15% of carbon emissions if that electricity comes from fossil fuel power stations. Better paratronic devices can give another 10%. So this is 25%. And these can be relatively quick gains, but we need more research. And let me just finish by quoting from a DOE, Department of Energy in America document, which was just published in May 2015. So this is very recent. And that said, if America puts more money into making LEDs more efficient and also reducing the cost, then it believes by 2030, 90% of the lighting in America will be by LEDs. And it's projected the amount of electricity generated by wind and by solar, and it says if you have 90% of America generating with LED lighting, this will save twice as much electricity as the amount of wind power America will then have, the prediction, and 20 times as much electricity as the amount of solar that America will then have. And the actual figures given is an electricity saving of $40 billion per year with no subsidies for the LED lighting. So I think to omit energy efficiency is a real mistake. That's a real mistake in this document, because it seems that energy efficiency is just so important. And I'd like to see this really included in the document. And I've also mentioned some of the problems, I think, that need to be addressed, particularly for the developed world. I think for the developing world, it's absolutely clear that cheaper renewables will be the way to go, because the cost of land and so on is cheap. But for the developed world, it's more complicated. Right, well, thank you, Chair.